The title of this message is Effective Teaching Methods. Effective Teaching Methods. I'd like to start with a little funny. One day a mother was teaching her daughter a lesson. The mother said, "Cook your husband a fish and you feed him for a day. But if you teach your husband how to fish, you get rid of him for the whole weekend." Brethren, teaching is a very important work. And we know that we will be kings and priests during the millennium. And Scripture tells us one of the primary functions as kings and priests will be able to help teach people God's way of life. King David said to God, "I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you." That's in Psalms chapter 51, verse 13. Psalms 51, 13. Brethren, I think we can all agree Jesus is the greatest teacher to ever walk the face of the earth. Therefore, as we teach our Father's way of life in this world and during the millennium, we might want to use the same effective teaching methods used by our Lord. The purpose of this message is to review three effective methods Christ used to teach our Father's way of life. Our Father taught these effective methods to His Son, and His Son gave them to us to use. Our Lord said, "I have called you friends, for all things that I hear from my Father, I have made known to you." John 15, 15. John 15, 15. These three teaching methods will help people prepare for the job of teaching that lies ahead. The title of this message is Effective Teaching Methods. So let's begin with the first method. The first effective teaching method is verbal repetition. Jesus helped his listeners understand and remember his teachings through verbal repetition. Verbal repetition is the most basic method for learning. And repeated exposure to verbal repetition can help people remember the lesson. For example, Jesus spoke about following him many times. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the writers recorded Christ saying, "Follow me," over 20 times. When Jesus recruited his disciples to help him teach God's way of life, he said, "Follow me." Our Lord said, "A true disciple must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Our teacher said to the rich young man, "To be perfect, follow me." Christ also told his disciples, "Those who followed him shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life." Obedience to our Lord's command, "Follow me," is a key issue in every person's life. Brethren, are we following all the commands and teachings of our Lord Jesus? Sometimes people have to hear a lesson many times before they learn and remember it. And verbal repetition helps people learn and remember the lesson. Brethren, if we want to teach like Christ, let's use verbal repetition. Now let's look at the second method. The second effective teaching method is stories. Our Lord knew that listening to stories is one of the best ways to learn, and Christ was a master storyteller. Jesus used stories to teach people. He pulled spiritual lessons from everyday life. Not only did these stories help people remember the lesson, they also connected with people in a deep way. Think about the story of the Good Samaritan, which we heard yesterday. Our Lord could have said, showing love to a neighbor is a person who shows mercy to an injured man. But he didn't. Instead, our Lord tells the story of a traveler who was stripped of clothing, beaten, and left half dead along the road. Although Samaritans and Jews despise each other, the Samaritan helps the injured man. The lesson in this story is this. The person showing love to his neighbor is the person who shows mercy to the injured fellow man. Now think of the story of the wise and foolish builder. Christ could have said, "It is important that you follow me." Instead, Jesus tells a story about a wise home builder who is a person who hears the words of Jesus and acts on them. Also in this story, Christ describes a foolish home builder as a person who hears the words of Jesus and does not act on them. Brethren, as you can see, using a story to teach a lesson is sometimes a more powerful method of teaching a lesson. Brethren, if we want to be effective teachers like our Lord, let's use stories. The third effective teaching method is visual lessons. Christ often used visual lessons to communicate to his audience. For example, our Lord fed 5,000 to teach the apostles the principle of showing compassion to hungry human beings and to teach loving hospitality. In another visual lesson, he washed the feet of the disciples to teach servant leadership. During another visual lesson, he called on a little child to him to discuss childlike faith. And he described unselfish giving after watching a widow drop 2 coins into this temple offering. Visually communicating a lesson is sometimes far more powerful than merely stating the lesson. If we want to be a teacher like Jesus, let's use visual lessons. Let's be creative, and let's think of ways to communicate our Father's truth visually. Brethren, let's conclude this message with this last important thought. If we want to be effective teachers today and in the millennium, let us model our teaching methods after our Lord. Christ avoided the pitfalls of boredom by constantly shifting teaching methods. Today, we described 3 effective teaching methods that Jesus used to teach people. They were verbal repetition, stories, and visual lessons. Brethren, increasing the number of exposures to a lesson by using different teaching methods helps people understand and remember the lesson. Many people believe being a good role model is the only effective method of teaching. It is not. If it were, Jesus would not have used verbal repetition and stories to teach people. In addition, if Christ only used being a role model as his only teaching method, there would not be as many red letters in the Bible. Brethren, if we want to be effective followers of Jesus, we must use all the teaching methods Christ gave us. Teaching is a work, and we know our reward is based on our works, because Jesus said, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." Revelation 20, verse 12. Revelation 20, verse 12. Brethren, let us maximize our reward by doing the work of Jesus, our Father's way of life. Brethren, the takeaway lesson of this message is this. Let's do the right thing. Let's be an effective follower of Jesus, and let's prepare to teach our Father's way of life in the millennium by using verbal repetition, stories, and visual lessons to teach people our Father's way of life. Let me repeat that. The takeaway lesson of this message is this. Let's do the right thing. Let's be an effective follower of Jesus, and let's prepare to teach our Father's way of life in the millennium by using verbal repetition, stories, and visual lessons to teach people our Father's way of life in the world today.